HarperCollins presents They Don't Teach This at School, written and read by Marlene Klass. For my children, so you'll always be okay. Introduction. They didn't teach this at school. How many times have you said that? More importantly, how many times have you wished that they had? We learned about Pythagoras, the cells of a plant, how to analyse prose, but there were huge gaps. If it wasn't in the curriculum, we missed it out. Then we went out into the world and were expected to know how to budget for a household, set up a bank account, send an invoice, call someone when the boiler broke or the taps leaked, understand when people became toxic or our kids needed help online. We were just expected to know everything. I was raised by a Navy dad and a mum who worked as an NHS nurse. Due to the nature of my dad's job, he was away for long periods of time, so, from an early age, he taught me how to help around the house when he was absent. I don't mean clearing the plates away after dinner. I mean relighting the pilot light when the boiler was down, putting oil in the car, wallpapering and decorating the house, bleeding radiators, carving chicken. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but now, living the life I do, having raised my children as a single mum for many years and now heading up a blended family of seven while also holding down a career, I'm so grateful for my practical, if unconventional, upbringing, reliant on it, in fact. The worst thing anyone can ever feel is helpless. It's frustrating when you don't know what to do or don't have the power to do something. I wanted to write this book and share how we get through it all in my household. My girls don't bat an eyelid when they have to find the fuse box when the power trips. Both have had ledgers since they were 5 years old, so they can write down their earnings and formulate an invoice. I did this because as a woman in the workplace, I know just how hard it can be to ask for what is owed and then get it. I want my children to feel empowered every step of the way and know their worth. I've raised them to be strong in their bodies and minds and capable. For example, Ava has seven piano students. I have never given her pocket money. Her money is all hers. I also wanted to raise my girls to be enabled, independent, especially financially, and ultimately, confident. We do fire musters in my house, just like my dad used to do when away at sea, and then at home. I used to hate doing them as a kid, as they would happen at 4 a.m. for the shock factor and general discombobulation. Now, here I am doing them in my own house, not at 4 a.m, because although the thought of fire is scary, the actuality of it would be worse. Whenever we go to a concert or hotel, we identify all the exits and meeting points. The girls change light bulbs, batteries, even door handles for me. They know their way around a car, how to check the oil, the tire pressures, and how to manage a household budget, something that some of my adult friends still struggle with. Life throws so much at us. Having the basic skill set at your fingertips to survive these challenges can make all the difference. It feels positive to be arming the next generation, helping them stand on their own two feet, providing them with not what to think, but how to think for themselves, and so be able to adapt and get out of tricky situations. I've travelled the world and been in all kinds of situations myself, on NGO trips and through my work as a broadcaster, and have used many of these skills and not felt vulnerable. Indeed, I've felt decidedly capable, and as a result of these skills, I've saved not one life, but two, both of whom just happened to be my own daughters. When you have information, you have the tools you need. This is what this book is, a toolkit for life, full of the skills they didn't teach you in the classroom. I hope this book, your toolkit for life, informs and empowers both you and your tribe. By the way,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?